Ernston, brother and sister. Members of San Jose Church, St. Helena, California. February 22, 1912. Mr. and Mrs. Ernston and leading members of the San Jose Seventh-day Adventist Church. Dear brethren and sisters, some months ago, I received letters from Sister Ernston and others regarding the little boy that was given by the Humane Society to Mrs. Ernston, and was afterward taken and cared for by Mrs. Ernston's mother, Mrs. Semple, and later on, without the knowledge and consent of Mr. and Mrs. Semple, was legally adopted by Mr. and Mrs. Ernston, who still leave the care and control of the child largely with Mrs. Semple, but retain the legal right to take it from them whenever they choose. Recently, my attention has been again called to the anxiety and sorrow felt by Mrs. Semple regarding this matter, and I am told that Mrs. Ernston wishes counsel from me as to what her duty is in this matter, which so largely affects her happiness and the happiness of her mother. There is evidently no justice or righteousness in a course of action which leaves the legal control of the child with the daughter and her husband, while the chief burden of its care is borne by brother and sister Semple. As Mrs. Ernston gave up the child to the mother, who took it, and has carried the care and burden of it for many months, there would be no righteousness nor justice in her taking the child away from those who love it and have cared for it so long. I appeal to Mrs. Ernston to be considerate and kind to her mother, and to make a large sacrifice, if necessary, for her mother's happiness and peace of mind. Justice demands that the legal control of the child shall be given to those who have the burden of its care, and that they be relieved from the anxiety and fear that the child will sometime be taken from them. Praying that the Lord will give you largeness of heart in this matter.